The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter. Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. I was blessed to work with two wonderful pastors during my first call to St. James Lutheran in Gettysburg. Pastor Foltz and Pastor Kaiser had both been in parish ministry for decades, most of that time working together as a team at St. James. From my perspective at the time as a recent seminary graduate, they seemed old and wise, though it occurred to me as I was writing this yesterday that I'm older now than they were when I started working with them. Sheesh. Anyway, I learned a lot from both of them. But Pastor Kaiser, Ed, who died a few years ago and whom I adored, well, he did something fairly regularly that I didn't find helpful. It would be a few minutes before worship. The 40 or so members of the choir would be lining up in the narthex to process, and I'd be looking for the acolytes who hadn't lit the candles yet, wondering where the bread for communion was because it wasn't sitting on the back windowsill, checking to see if the family with the baby who was supposed to be baptized had finally shown up, confirming that I had a copy of my sermon in my folder. Ned would come over to me, put his hand on my shoulder and say, "Relax, Lisa, just relax." Made me want to poke him in the eye. The suggestion to relax or calm down or chill almost never has the intended effect. All it does is make the already stressed out person even more stressed out. You'd think someone as perceptive as Jesus would know that. Here he is, a guest in the home of two sisters, Mary and Martha. Though not mentioned in today's gospel reading, Mary and Martha also have a brother, Lazarus. This is the same Lazarus who will get sick and die and be raised by Jesus. You may recall in that story from the Gospel of John, we are told that Jesus loves Martha and Mary and Lazarus. So the gathering we hear about this morning is a happy reunion of good friends, a time for fellowship, conversation, and laughter. Except someone isn't having any fun. Martha is busy, busy, busy. She's got good reason. She's hosting people in her home. There's Jesus, her friend, yes, but also a teacher and healer and prophet of some renown by now. And presumably, along with Jesus, are the rest of the disciples who have been traveling with him. Hospitality was an incredibly important part of Martha and Jesus' culture, and so Martha would be concerned that there is enough water to wash the dust off people's feet after all the walking they've been doing, that there's enough food and drink to feed the group, that everyone has what they need. I suspect that every single person sitting here this morning, with the exception of little Evelyn back there, that you've hosted or helped to host a gathering, large or small, and you know what it is like to feel you have to make everything perfect so your guests have a good time and enjoy the meal and the atmosphere. Martha is feeling tremendously burdened by these responsibilities. The original Greek of this passage from the Gospel of Luke suggests that Martha is not just annoyed or frustrated during her party, but that she is profoundly anxious and panicked. And to make matters worse, Martha's sister, Mary, is not helping as a female member of the household should be helping. She's not bustling around making sure the serving plates are being refilled or that things are under control in the kitchen. No, Mary is sitting. Sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him. We don't know if Martha starts muttering under her breath about her dear sister and how it must be nice to just sit there. We don't know if Martha tries to get Mary's attention. You who could use some help here? We do know that Martha eventually gets fed up enough to tattle on Mary. Tattle to her own guest. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. Martha seems to think some sympathy for her is in order. That Jesus is going to acknowledge how hard she is working and what a great hostess she is being and agree that, yes, her sister Mary really should be helping. Otherwise, Martha wouldn't say anything to him, right? What a surprise it must be when Jesus responds pretty much along the lines of, "Relax, Martha." It almost sounds like a rebuke. You are worried and distracted by many things. And even more of a surprise comes next, for not only does Jesus not take Martha's side and chide Mary for sitting at his feet while her sister is working, Jesus lauds Mary for choosing the better part. How that must have stung Martha. We don't hear what happens after. Luke's account of the party at Martha's house ends abruptly at this point, but we can speculate. I like to think that Martha has the urge, just for a moment, to poke Jesus in the eye. But then she realizes Jesus, her friend, her savior, is simply trying to get her attention. After all, Jesus was a loving and compassionate man. His modus operandi was to heal and bless and welcome. He isn't shaming Martha or criticizing the work she is doing of serving and caring for others. I mean, Jesus has literally just told the story of the Good Samaritan. That was last Sunday's gospel. A story about someone taking action, doing things, going out of his way to help someone in need. Jesus lifts the Good Samaritan up as an example of someone who understands what it means to live out the commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Something else is going on here. Jesus sees that Martha is so distracted by being busy, 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 that she isn't paying attention to the presence of God with her in her own house. In love and mercy, Jesus is inviting Martha back to him, back to where her sister Mary already is, because it's all about him. Yes, it's all about Jesus. He is the why and the what and the how of our hospitality, our acts of compassion, our care for our neighbors. He is the why and the what and the how of our collection of school supplies for Lutheran World Relief, our fundraising for flood victims in West Virginia, the meals we offer at my brother's table, the forgiveness we extend to others, the songs we sing, the prayers we pray. It is in Jesus' name and for Jesus and because of Jesus that we worship, welcome, witness, teach, and serve. That's what Martha forgets for a moment. And that's what Jesus helps her remember. Did Martha end up sitting down at Jesus' feet with Mary? Maybe for a moment. And then maybe the two sisters helped each other off the floor to finish their hosting duties together. Because that's what a life of faith involves. We disciples of Jesus are called to be doers and listeners, hosts and guests, givers and receivers, busy and still. That's the responsibility and paradox and joy of being God's beloved. Amen.